but we have to determine them. Well, with any luck, I'll be back on the governance committee by that time, with any luck, in some way or another.
Okay. Anyway.
Madam Chair, this is Mark.
Go ahead.
Working groups are a lot more flexible than even committees. They can pull in members who are not even members of the body or organization, if as nothing else, as resources.
Okay.
Typically in a working group, however, every person who is involved who is a member of the organization has a vote.
Right.
Because it's still the responsibility of the committee whether or not it's going to accept the results of the working group.
Okay.
So pretty much if you're accepted into the working group and that mechanism has to be determined, then you're a voting member of the working group so long as you're a member of the organization.
Okay.
Ken Freeland, I'd like to speak to the main issue now.
Ken.
Thank you. I'd like to request that someone amend this motion to continue. Are you voting on continuing the working group? Is that correct? Is that
yes.
Okay. I'd like to request that someone amend it or include this language in it, that the committee or the working group be tasked with reconsidering the question of the convention. I think there are a lot of people in the different signal areas who had a buy-in to the original idea of the convention. There's a widespread feeling that the bylaws are somewhat flawed in some ways and need to be fixed up, not just one hit or miss, but kind of wholesale. And I think the question needs strongly to be reconsidered and a recommendation made one way or the other.
Mary Berg, on the stage.
Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah. Well, I think it would make more sense to just go ahead with what, are you going to reconstitute the thing at all? There's work for it to do. I don't think it should be limited to just a bylaws convention. That might be another issue, and I think that could certainly be brought forward, but I don't think that a group on the bylaws should be hamstrung by working only on a convention. I think we found there's so much work
about
the bylaws. So
Mary,
those would be two separate things. I wouldn't like to see them merged.
Right. He wasn't saying either or. He was saying
it would go back to being a convention group, and
no.
That would
no. He was saying that it would also consider the issue. It could consider the issue of convention. Well, but I don't think that needs to
be mandated to consider the issue.
Pardon?
I'm asking that it be mandated.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said.
Okay.
So
right.
I would think that my point was that I would hope that might be done separately as a different thing. First get this bylaws group going and then deal with that.
This is Mark.
Mark?
I somewhat agree with Mary in the terms that mandating that it consider the bylaws convention is hamstringing enforcing a condition. Because it's more or less trying to predetermine an outcome.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, I would like to move that the group continue the bylaws working group with the sole amendation that matters of election be considered in terms of framework and the elections committee be mandated to determine in terms of process. I think that should separate the problem of whose turf is which in terms of elections.
Okay, but that's just for elections. But other bylaws would still remain under that committee as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
All matters of the bylaws would be under the working group. And in terms of elections, the framework as determined in the bylaws.
Mm-hmm. Can you reiterate the I like the wording that you had regarding the elections committee versus, go ahead. Process and framework.
Sorry, reader.
Paul, do you got that?
What I have is that the bylaws working group continue and that matters of election be determined in terms of framework and the elections committee will deal with content I have here.
Process.
Process, that was the word, process.
Matters of election be dealt with by framework?
Yeah, we set up the box, they set up the mechanism in the box.
Is Bob?
On the staff team.
Lydia?
I'm sorry, who is next? Bob?
Bob.
Serene? And Serene, okay. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. First a question to Mark. I'm not quite clear what you mean by framework and process. Can you give some examples of a substantive area that elections would deal with versus this working group?
I can draw an example we're doing here in KFCF. We had we had a the process of our elections in our bylaws, which was hard-coded in, and we ran into some serious real-world difficulties. So as a result, we have made the framework, that is, these are the dates and times in which the elections will occur unless, you know, real world intrudes. We made the process of the election as a policy in which can be changed to adapt and accommodate the framework that was set up in the bylaws.
Okay.
It allows for a much more mobile and aggressive means of conducting an election. You can adapt and overcome any problems that occur at a more basic level than having to refer back to the bylaws and go through the whole process of, well, what do the bylaws mean by that? The idea,
George, the time is up on this one.
Okay, does anybody want to move to extend time?
Move to extend by 5 minutes.
Any objection?
Actually, can I continue? I was
yes.
Finished. Okay. So I guess I see the potential for this framework versus process question to get very confusing, and at times, you know, it might be kind of a fine line as to where one ends and the other begins. And so I would rather it be a cohesive approach to moving on whatever bylaws amendments anyone thinks are needed relating to elections. So I would suggest, and I don't know how to word this, but some sort of a joint process where the governance committee, let me just finish, the governance committee would have this bylaws working group, and if there were matters relating to the elections in any aspect, that then they would invite the elections committee to name representatives to participate in those conference calls, and, you know, hopefully they could reach some consensus or not. You know, there might be a majority-minority report, whatever. And then it would come back to the bylaws committee and report out. But it just, I see a lot of issues that it's intertwined, things like the calendar as opposed to the process. And last year we got into arguments. It's one of the reasons I think the amendment that came out was defeated, was that some people thought that the changing of the calendar had very serious substantive implications. So I just think that's going to be an artificial division.
A moment to respond, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
The bifurcation between the framework versus process is not an exclusive one. There will have to be accommodations made on both sides. The concern, however, is removing the aspect that it's a turf war, that the bylaws working group is interfering with the elections working group on the same issue. I'm trying to set it up so that there is a defined purpose to the working groups so that they understand where their sandbox is and where they can share it.
Okay. I would like to recommend that if we can agree to continue the bylaws working group, that committee further define and report back to governance, further define mechanisms by which they can work cohesively with the elections group on the elections issue. And, of course, any issue, whether it's the convention and so forth, can be referred to that committee if and when appropriate.
And Liddy,
has to be mandated. But anyway, who's speaking?
One more thing. Can I just finish?
Yes.
Last comment.
Okay, Bob and then Serene.
I just wanted to put on the table.
I would like to be on the stack,
Mary.
I just wanted to put on the table now before much of the year slips away, that in my view it is absolutely vital that this working group and the committee and the board, ultimately the board, decide on a completely new timetable for our elections in time to go on the ballot this fall so that it can take effect in the 07 elections, because I think we had some discussion last year. There's pretty broad consensus around the network that this idea of fall elections is bad on about five counts, but particularly because it interferes with both pledge drives and government elections, and that we want to move more to a spring timetable. But if we don't get that through the proper notice requirements, et cetera, so that it can be on the ballot this October, then we're going to go yet another election that's going to cause all kinds of problems internally and externally. So I just wanted to put that on the radar screen as a high priority.
Thank you. Serene and Mary.
Hey, Ken Freeland, let's text real quick.
I just wanted to say that my understanding with regard to...
5 minutes is up.
Okay. Does anybody move to...
Sorry, can you guys hear me?
Wait, I think we're out of time. Is that what I heard?
Correct.
Yes, okay. Does anybody want to move to extend?
Probably should be 10 minutes.
No. Let's just move on.
Okay, no motions to extend. Let's move on. Okay, so there will be a bylaws working group.
Well...
Unless there's any objection, is there any objection to a bylaws continuing the bylaws working group? Hearing none, move on to code of conduct.
Lydia, can I just ask you a question? So were the people that were on the governance committee last year, well, how are we going to populate the bylaws working group?
Yes. Well, we're going to get to that next. First of
okay.
all, we're just creating them. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, code of conduct. Grace, I think you were on that committee. On that working group.
Hello?
Grace?
Yes.
Yes, I think you were the only... I
was on it, too.
And Mary. Okay, Grace and Mary can speak to Code of Conduct working group.
Yeah, we're just at a... we have not made very much progress since our initial efforts. And... I don't know. Mary, you're not really on this committee, are you, any longer?
Well, I don't. That wasn't defined, so I still don't know. I wasn't defined for the bylaws group, so I don't know if it's defined for this, so I don't know.
Uh-huh. But you're no longer a governance committee.
No, the same issue could arise. It seems I could. They're more flexible for a working group, so could I be on it?
Yeah, she could be on it if she wants. But Mary, were you on it for any length of time?
I was on it for the whole time.
For the whole time. Then if the two of you can comment, do you have anything to add other than not much got done?
Well, not much got done, but I think myself we're in a position where, in the meanwhile, I think different drafts came together. Grace formulated one. There are some other ones that we have on tap, so I think a whole lot could get done now that so many different versions are floating around of codes of conduct. I think it would be much simpler to put something together. So I think the thing should continue, and I think there's a huge need, an immense need, to get something together as fast as possible because violations of in the conduct area are happening all over the place.
Did you ever, during the course of your working group meetings, take on the an issue that would go as far as suspensions? Because that you keep coming back to our...
that was in the working group.
Yeah, that came up, and I think that's one that really needs to be defined, so... And I think we were moving toward a really much simpler one than, for example, the thing Dan Kaufman put out some years ago, a couple
okay.
years. So I think that definitely should continue and should begin working fast.
Okay. And is there any objection to this committee continuing? Hearing none, the working group, will continue. Okay, now the competition...
Wait a second. Would anyone else like to volunteer to be in this working group?
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that part yet.
Okay.
Now we have formally said that the Contracts Committee Bylaws Working... same committee. Contract Bylaws and Code of Conduct Working Group will continue.
Okay.
Now we have to see who wishes to serve on them, and that at the next meeting they come back after they have met... to let us know what they feel their mandate is, and we'll get a full governance committee approval on that recommended mandate from each of the working groups.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Mark. I would like to ask if there's any consensus on forming a fourth working group.
Go ahead.
And that is procedures.
What does that mean? Procedures on what?
We have a number of internal procedures and processes within the confines of Pacifica that are not specifically addressed in the bylaws,
mm-hmm.
but affect the network as well as the individual stations. It's more of a means of streamlining some issues. Specifically, we have a situation where one LSB has a policy that is exactly contrary to have another LSB and the various degrees of the other three. specifically the matter of suspensions, for one. Not the content of the reasons why, but how they are done. What is the result of such? How one deals with resignations, how one deals with absences, how things are presented to the PNB officially from the LSV, things of that nature.
So can we say like a policies and procedures working group?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, although I personally would feel that the suspension portion comes under code of conduct,
mm-hmm.
but everything else that you have said, I think, comes under, you know, the various issues that I've been concerned about personally. I don't know about other people, but it creates such chaos within the entire network. And it used to be with the old board, the one thing they did have that I really liked was that they had uniform lab policies and uniform, you know, and they were brief and you could go through the bylaws and then you knew what separately was policy. Very easy to follow. So I think that, that certainly we know that, as one of the attorneys that we did an interview said, our bylaws are a product of the lawsuit. Therefore, you know, somewhat imperfect. But anyway, so if we can move on to that, I would have no objection, but please,
Well, to clarify on this, internal policy of the LSVs would not be subject. It would be the matter of inter-LSV and inter-Pacifica.
Point of information.
Yeah, who's this?
Ken.
Ken, go ahead.
Would the speaker agree that for purposes of clarification, might be better to term this governance policies and procedures?
I think it's the governance committees that these are policies.
Well, yes, but the problem is that there are policies and procedures for the network as a whole, for the radio stations and so forth, and I think calling it governance makes it very clear that we're not going into any other areas. Just personally, I would find it more clear, but just personally.
That would be more appropriate, because I can already see that people are going to be screaming,
yep.
We're trying to take over the LSB,
yep.
Trying to force this. No, it's just trying to smooth things out so that everybody knows how things are handled on the network, not as in individual LSBs. All in, you could pass a policy to wear party hats when you're meeting. That is not going to make a difference to Pacifica itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else wish to comment on this?
Ken Freeland.
Yes.
I'd like to support the idea of this fourth committee. I believe, or working group. I think there is considerable difference between the groups, but I disagree with Lydia and agree with the maker of the motion here that the question of suspensions is one that really has to be taken up in a comparison sense, not just the whole idea of the suspensions really needs to be looked at in terms of the bylaws, in terms of legality, and in terms of consistency across the network. And who has the power to do it, and so forth and so on. So anyway, I would support the idea of this committee, giving it a broad enough range to consider all kinds of procedures that can be compared fruitfully between stations.
Mary Berg would like to
Bob Stack.
Mary.
Richard would like to be on the stack.
Mary, Richard.
And Bob.
Richard, Bob. Okay.
I would support Lydia's position. I think the suspensions belong in there. So maybe we could move forward. There seems to be division on that. I don't think there's unanimity. So that would come, we could define that further once the group was formed, but I would suggest going ahead and seeing if there's a fair consensus for forming such a working group, then going back to deal with the fine-tuning of who would be dealing with suspensions, and possibly both groups would in different contexts, but we don't need to do that right this minute since we don't even have members yet.
Okay. Richard.
Actually, I think Bob spoke first, so let him go.
Oh, okay. Bob?
Thank you. I disagree with Mary. I think this is a typical example of where we need to save time and effort and not have double work being done. We should make a decision right now which working group is going to deal with suspensions. And I would submit that I thought there was a clear consensus last year that the code of conduct was completely tied to the question of the due process and the decision making, or the, you know, the way in which conduct that is deemed to be inappropriate is then the consequence is dealt with. So, in other words, it would be artificial to say, well, the code of conduct working group will deal with, is this conduct unacceptable, is that conduct unacceptable, but they won't deal with the, if you will, I don't really like this word, but the penalty phase, that'll be a different group. I think it should be a cohesive, flowing, whole document that comes out of this working group, and then, you know.
Out of which working group?
I'm sorry, out of the code of conduct working group, and that includes network-wide uniform procedures for any penalty, whether it's reprimand, suspension, expulsion, etc. Although expulsion is already quite clearly defined by the bylaws, but whatever those issues are, they all be dealt with in a cohesive document from one working group, and then of course other people can weigh in and change it, you know, propose to change it however they want.
Okay, Richard.
I'm concerned. I don't mind. I feel like Bob's leaving something out that's really important that Mark's trying to get at, which I agree with, which is not just the penalty, but the process of how you go about doing this. And I, you know, the hair on the back of my neck goes up a lot in Pacifica about due process stuff. You know, I deal with that a lot in my life. And I see stuff that really bothers me, and I see different standards in different places, and I see different LSBs doing different things with different situations, and we have multi-interpretations of the bylaws going on, and it drives me crazy. You know, we're like the Confederate States instead of a unified organization, and, you know, we don't, there's too much states' rights going on in terms of the way LSBs do things and affect people's rights. On certain areas, sure, they're going to be independent on things, but when it comes to bylaws, you cannot have different interpretations, and I see this going on a lot. So I don't care if we set up another group or not, but I think what Mark's trying to get at is to try to get some unified procedures for these processes and how these things are going to happen throughout all the stations, so that if, you know, something happens to somebody, we have a unified procedure on how people get treated. That's not so much even the penalty phase, but that needs to be dealt with too, but just the process about how you have things happen so that people do get due process and we don't have any, you know, things happening like kangaroo courts.
Is there any reason why the code of conduct on the issue of suspensions could not interact with the policy and procedures working group in the same way that the bylaws working group will interact with the election committee on issues that overlap? Is there any reason that cannot happen?
Yes.
I don't think. Okay, fine.
This is Mark.
Yes, go ahead, Mark.
The problem here is that you're dealing with an interpretation of behavior. And this is where I disagree with Bob, because if we did it in Bob's fashion, then we just have one committee throw everything in, hit blender, and then whatever spews out comes out. You have to separate the individual from the process. How you're going to treat the individual is going to depend upon the time of day, phase of the moon, state of the economy, person's politics versus the group that's doing them. Even though this is not supposed to be the issue, you're supposed to deal with these specific terms and individual. The reality is that people will deal with people as they feel fit.
This is George. Can I be heard?
Well, just
one. Okay, Mark, finish.
The idea here is that we set up the process and procedure. We have, for lack of a better way of putting it, the court and appeal system. Once that's done, you can set up whatever laws you want on how people are going to react or do things, but you're still going to come up against the process and procedure on how to deal with them. So, you know, you can charge somebody with taking an axe to a tape recorder. Okay. But you're still going to deal with the process on how you're going to deal with that and how you're going to discharge whatever happens.
Hey, George.
Yeah, sorry, I tried to get on the stack before. I didn't think I was heard. I hear Bob's concern about sort of not getting something clear and happening. But it also seems to me that Lydia's point about if we appoint this committee, and I do agree that there should be a policies committee separate from the bylaws committee. There's lots of stuff out there that needs to be dealt with. And they can get together with the bylaws committee and come back to this committee later on with a recommendation for how they're going to split up the tasks involved. And it seems to be much more productive to have it done that way than to try to hammer it out now.
So, let's see, Mark, you actually made a motion to create the policy and procedures working group, right? Governance, we added governance to the...
Yeah, not
to the title.
Okay, and so can we... we've already heard some objections, so let's just go to a roll call vote.
Point of information?
Yes.
What are we voting on? Because I haven't heard, certainly I haven't objected, I don't think anyone else has objected to creating the new working group. It's to the mandate or the purview. That's the issue.
Right.
So, I mean, if we want to make it formal, I could say I would amend the creation of the Governance Policy and Procedures Working Group to say that it should not deal with issues of disciplinary process and procedure. But rather that should be done by the Code of Conduct Working Group.
That would be contrary to the
time on this issue.
The maker of the motion did not make that because I'm the one who made it.
I heard that is time on this issue.
The maker does not own the motion anymore.
I'd request to extend to 5 minutes.
Second.
Okay, who just moved to extend for how long?
Five minutes.
5 minutes by who?
Mark.
Mark.
Hernandez. Okay, thank you.
Mark?
Yes. The idea of governance policies and procedures is to deal with matters of process. The code of conduct can deal with how you determine and decide someone has violated conduct, but the process and procedure on how to deal with that violation would be under policy procedures. And all of the policies and procedures would be subordinate to the bylaws themselves. It's just a matter of how we work within the bylaws to accommodate and meet our goals.
I would like to clarify that if you're familiar with the reports from the Code of Conduct Committee, that they when that's what they actually do. I mean, what they have been doing is coming out with a code of conduct in terms of a process. This happens, and therefore this is the first step that you would take. This happens, and this is the second step that you would take. That's what they have been doing for the past year.
Right.
So I just reiterate that I see an overlap, but anyway, who else was on the stack for this extension of 5 minutes? Bob?
Well, yeah, exactly. What Lydia just said is true as far as some of the draft documents. And I think the problem here is that this is being looked at in too mechanical a way. To me, I mean, let's go back to what the problem is. The problem is conduct is going on that at least, many people believe is causing problems in functioning of the LSB. So how do you deal with it? Well, it's not simply... You know, you have a trial and you convict the person and then there's a penalty. It's that you want to act in a human way. So you look at stepwise measures that you can take, and you want to look at things that may not be penalties, that may be, you know, ways to right the wrong or have the person learn. I mean, in other words, it needs to be looked at as a cohesive process, and there is an influence. There may be certain types of conduct that would be considered more severe and that would have a different procedure than others. I don't know right now, but I think it's artificial to separate it into two groups of people. So if people feel strongly about the way due process should be guaranteed and making it uniform, which, you know, all of which I support in principle, then join the Code of Conduct Working Group and inject your ideas into that. But I think to separate it off is going to create a real fragmented process that is not going to make sense. If we're trying to really change the climate in Pacifica, I think we have to look at it holistically and not in these separate fragments.
This is Wendy.
Wendy?
It's my understanding that the Code of Conduct Working Group is coming up with a code of conduct. Like, they are going to be developing what violates a code of conduct I guess. And I think I'm in support of Mark's motion to have another committee that or working group that talks about what to do once that happens. It is an incredible amount of work. We've been working on a code of conduct at KPFT for almost 3 years now, and you know, you can it's an extremely complex issue, and so I think I am in support of what Mark is saying in that if that we also need to the suspensions in itself is a huge issue. And you would think that the straightforward vote to remove would not be a big issue, but we've seen at KPFT that that's a big issue as well. And the fact that we need to have uniform procedures on suspension, the suspension thing is going to come up more and more. And what we've seen is that it's just, you know, the majority of the board running over minorities when we thought we had procedures set up that minorities would always have a voice and be treated
fairly. That's fine on this one.
So,
who's this?
This is George. That's time on this one.
Okay, I'll stop. Thanks.
Okay, does anybody wish to extend?
Yes, Bird.
Okay. Extend by how much? 5 minutes? Or? Casey, how much do you want to, how much time do you want to extend by?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. Any objection to 5 minutes? Okay. Can someone address my question as to why is there an objection to having these two working groups on the issue of suspension work together?
Mary Berg here.
Mary?
I think it's a good idea, and I didn't see that anyone who was, I didn't see anyone speaking against it, so why should it not be?
Well, what I'm hearing, and someone, and the two parties can correct me, is that Bob would like to see the issue of suspensions in all its forms in the Code of Conduct, and Mark would like to see it in policies and procedures. What I am saying is, why can they, on the, on that issue, why can't these two groups work together? This is the third option.
Right, they can work jointly, and that solves the problem then, and each of them, it's a compromise, so they work jointly.
Okay, so I'm throwing out the question.
I'm supporting
it
very much.
This is Mark.
Yes.
The Code of Conduct is interpretive.
Hello? We lost you.
Okay. The problem here is that the Code of Conduct is an interpretive act. And Bob describes it, going through different levels and finding different ways of dealing with different things. That's not a uniform standard of conduct. It's not a uniform standard of how you deal with the conduct. You can. We might have a sweeping change in the body of an LSV. It's taken over by radical Mormons, and if you don't have a second wife, then you're up to suspension. Well, that can be put into the Code of Conduct. It's just a matter of how you interpret that. The idea of separating out the Code of Conduct from the process of how to deal with the violation of the Code of Conduct provides a buffer where you can deal with abuse of the process. Where, I saw him scratch his head.
Yeah.
So he's violating the conduct.
AC?
Mary Berg, back on the stack.
Okay, AC and Mary.
Yeah, I want to support Bob in this case because a code of conduct committee would, by necessity, have to know what the procedures and policies are. So it seems to me that they would address that question, review that question before they can even proceed. So there isn't, it seems to me, a need for a separate committee because presumably the code of conduct, if they came up with a problem, they would have to discuss procedures and policies, and they would have to necessarily bring it back to the governance committee. And the entire governance committee could discuss the policy ought to be, rather than to have a separate oversight committee that would, in what an abstract form, dictate the policy. It seems to me to be deviating from the purpose of the Code of Conduct Committee in the first place.
Okay.
It's your copy on the stack. I have a brief comment.
Is this Richard?
Yes.
Okay. Richard?
Well, I was on there before.
And then, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Mary and then Richard.
Spoken three times on this already.
We need to wind this up because it's taking
time. No, I haven't.
I just think that I don't agree that it has to be interpretive. I don't think that's the case. It doesn't simply, it's not like a set of commandments, thou shalt or thou shalt not, and this is good and this is bad. What we've been trying to work on is precisely the process, because that's part of what I think it's. I don't see why we can't work jointly together on those. That seems to make the best sense to me, because a lot of work's been done on this already in the code of conduct stuff, in the stations, and here in the whole committee.
Richard?
I just want to say there are plenty of things besides the code of conduct issue where policies and procedures on how things are going to be done at stations on other issues than you know, conduct violations that need to be established. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to have that committee. We should set it up at a working group and set it up and then, you know, see how things work with that other situation in interfacing with the code of conduct with regard to that one issue.
It's time
okay.
on this.
So what, and the only, then we need to go to a vote. So what I just simply want to clarify is Mark's motion is you are defining it as including, you wanted to define it as including the suspension issue, and Bob's position is he wants it defined not to include the suspensions issue. And is that the way it's to be interpreted? Because then one can be a substitute motion to the other, even though the wording might not be different. So, Mark? Is that the only way that you will accept the formation of this committee?
Sorry,
is if it includes suspension? Mark?
I got called away at emergency. I'm sorry. What was this question?
Oh, sorry. Okay. I just want you to define the creation of the policy governance policies and procedures working group. If it does not, your motion says that it is defined by the inclusion of suspensions, right?
It would be within purview. It wasn't specifically defined to do that.
Oh, good.
Okay. And then, Bob, having heard that?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with, Lydia, with your compromise about joint, kind of joint purview.
A joint purview. Okay, that will be in practice, and the two committees will have to be worked out. Does anyone object to the formation of a governance policy and procedures to deal with many issues, and then the two committees can work out the suspension situation? Does anybody object to that? Okay. Hearing no objection, that committee is also formed. So now let's move on to getting folks on these committees. And who wishes to serve on the contract?
Lydia, point of information, how much time do you want to allot for this?
Let's hope, let's see, 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Can I suggest we try to wrap it up in 5 minutes? It's just calling out names.
Yeah.
We don't have to discuss anything.
Okay.
Point of information.
I am on that tape. Who
Point
wants to be on the... Pardon?
May I offer an alternative?
Yes. Who's this?
For the sake of time, those who wish to volunteer simply email their names to the committee.
Could you say that again, please?
Well, I think it's useful because we're streaming that people know who are at least minimally
okay.
serving on the committees, realizing that those people that are absent may wish to join the working groups. We need to get moving on. It'll only take a few minutes. Who wishes to be on contract?
Point of information.
Ken?
Yeah, who's eligible to serve?
I didn't get to that.
On the governance?
On the working committee.
Okay,
on
to
working
start committee. With, I want the names of the members of the governance committee. That's what I am taking first. Okay, I want governance committee members only at this juncture. We have to have governance committee members on these committees.
Point of information, please. It's Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any problem with somebody deciding to join one of these later?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, at this juncture, I don't know. I'm not even the chair. I'm only the convener of this group. The group would have to decide what it's. But minimally, right now, I need to hear from governance committee members, one on each of these committee working groups. Contracts.
Serene?
Yes. Okay. Bylaws.
Bob.
Mark. Or Paul.
Okay, and I'll probably serve on that one also. I haven't decided. But anyway, code of conduct.
Bob.
Deb.
AC.
Rosalinda.
Ooh.
Wendy.
Popular one. Wait.
Bob. AC.
Deb. Rosalinda. Who did I miss?
Wendy.
I thought I heard AC.
Yeah, I have AC. Okay, so that's Bob.
Did I miss bylaws? I was off for just a moment.
Who was here?
This is George. Did I miss bylaws? Have we
yes,
passed that
you
by?
Missed. You want to be on bylaws?
Yes, yes I
okay.
did.
Actually, so do I. This is Wendy.
Okay, and Wendy?
Are you
getting all this, R. Paul, or do you want to
We'll have to go over this again, but
okay.
I'm getting it as we're doing it here. Yeah.
Okay. Who just spoke? I'm sorry.
It was Richard. I'd like to probably be on bylaws also.
Okay. Okie dokie. Okay, next. So we finished that, and then the last committee is our newly formed Governance, Policy, and Procedures Committee. I have to assume that's Mark. Mark,
okay.
Are you on the
okay.
line?
Hello.
I'll do it.
Hello. This is Grace. I faded out for a while.
Oh, okay. Which working group do you wish to serve on?
The Code of Conduct.
Okay.
I'll continue on that, and I'll consider continuing on the contract working group.
Oh, good. Okay. Because we are short on that one. Okay, terrific. Now, governance, policy, and procedures. Mark, are you there?
I think he said yes.
Okay.
Yes, and Richard, I'd like to be on that one.
Who is this?
Richard.
Okay, Mark and Richard. Anyone else?
Deb? Yes.
Okay.
And Wendy, I'll do that too.
And Wendy. Okie dokie. Okay, so that's a start. And then we will have, in terms of other participation, the group, what did we do last time, R. Paul?
In terms of what? Making a list or?
No, in terms of non-committee member participation in the working group.
It largely didn't come up, but I think, you know, in terms of like, PNB and LSB members, but I believe at one point at least one of the groups spoke to other people. So that's what I know about it.
What is it, what has been the PNB? Is there a PNB policy? Does anyone know?
I've never seen it in writing.
No, I don't think it's ever been addressed.
I've looked at all the motions from Roger put out. And then
I'm Chair.
Yes.
I'd like an item for Mark.
Mark, go ahead.
Mark. Traditionally, just as you do with the capital campaign, you're developing funds, a working group is open to anyone, mostly because you're calling in outside people to
right.
be your expert witnesses and whatever. The problem is the people who are able to vote on it are those who are actual members of the organization, unless they've been given specific powers and duties by the...
In this case, you mean members of the governance committee.
Or the PNB, which do you mean?
If the PNB were to give the power to the governance committee to allow non-members to be voting members, then yes. But unless the PNB has given that power, the committee can't give that power to non-members.
Of the committee?
Correct. Well, right. No, to non-members, period.
Well, but some, if they're on the PNB, but...
Well, the thing is that the PNB voted its directors, so that's who the PNB believes to be the committee. That's who right now the PMB believes to be the voting members of the committee.
Of the governance committee?
Of the governance committee, yes. They were elected.
Correct. However, the PMB has also put on members who are delegates onto the committees as well, correct?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yes.
Not since I was on...
No, I mean,
he's talking about LSB members.
Yeah.
No, right. I realize that, but I said I don't know... If that's the case, it did not happen with governance last time. That was the only working group I was
Yeah, it did.
I'm speaking in terms of general meeting conduct in any organization. When you go to a working group level, which is a subcommittee,
mm-hmm.
you open up to your membership as well as a resource of information and accountability. You get them to buy into the process as much as you do in terms of getting the information from
them. Yes, that's correct.
Having hands do the work and so forth.
That's correct.
But it also allows you to call in, like say we need an accountant to speak to us about something. If we don't have a member available who has accounting experience, we can contact a non-member, bring them into the committee, have them speak to their expertise. But they cannot vote.
That's the question. But I'm with a question here is, are you saying who can vote of anybody who is not a member of the committee in a
working
group?
Any person who is a member of the working group. Now, who is in the working group? That's determined by the committee. Does the committee wish to open it up to members?
No, but for example, with the accountant, he can't vote.
Correct, because he's not a member, period.
A member of what? That is the question.
Yeah.
Are you saying a member of the PMB?
A member of the organization. He's not
what
a specific member.
A Which board member at some level? Is that what you're saying? Either
no.
a delegate or a director?
A director, a delegate, or a member of Pacifica.
Can be a voting member on a working group.
Correct.
Ah.
A non-member of Pacifica, a non-Pacifica person,
okay.
can sit on a committee, but cannot vote.
Okay. Okay, input on this? Anybody object to that reading, to that determination?
Yeah, because I think that the
I'm sorry, this is Serena. I hate to ask you to repeat. I got bumped for a second there. I had some interference. I'm in transit.
Okay, he's saying that on the working groups, as long as you are a member of Pacifica in any of the classes as defined in the bylaws, in other words, that you could be a director, an LSB delegate, or you can a member, or you can be a listener that is a member of Pacifica, and they can have voting rights on the working group.
R. Paul for the stack.
Ken Freeland for the stack.
Okay, R. Paul. I'm sorry, wait. R. Paul, Ken, and who else?
George.
Point of order.
Yes.
This is not on the agenda. This is a new item as far as a policy that I think should be presented, you know, as a separate thing to be brought to the PMB as to how to regulate working groups or how to populate working groups. But I think, you know, at this point we have a past practice which is very clear, and we should stick with that and add to the next meeting's agenda this question we're about to have a long debate on, which we didn't allocate time.
Okay.
Point of order?
Yes.
We don't have a past practice about working groups because the issue didn't come up. And so if the governance committee is to bring it, we need to get a policy in order to make the recommendations. So it seems to me that should be done now so the groups could get together and start working.
Right, but it wasn't on the agenda, and so it
then
wasn't...
it would be new business.
Point of order.
It was new business, but it wasn't added to the agenda. Yes, next.
Actually, point of information, my fault. What I gave was common practice among any organization. If you want to develop something completely different, want to ignore common practice, that's fine. But what I gave was standard practice in any organization that deals with the public, and both members and non-members.
Yes, it's what we do at the LSB level. There's no question about that. I don't. But anyway, okay. So, all those who support. Wait, we first need to determine whether we want to move this to our next meeting to determine the working group composition beyond the governance committee membership. That is the question. Is there any opposition to tabling that discussion to our next meeting?
Postponed.
Mary Burke here.
So who was before Mary? Okay.
Lydia, point of information, I'm sorry. Did you just say the issue of whether to let non-members on the working groups table that?
Table that policy discussion.
Okay.
It was not put on, was not placed on the agenda at the, you know, at the beginning of the meeting, etc. Anyway, Mary?
I'll object.
Pardon?
I'll object. I object to that.
Okay, is that Wendy?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take this up. Bob, you want to move this as a motion so that we can vote on it?
Sure. Well, I actually made a point of order that this was out of order. So I guess if the chair wants to rule on my point of order, and then someone could move to overturn the chair's rule.
Okay.
Point of personal privilege, R. Paul. Somebody has got some enormous amount of noise coming through.
Star six is to mute. There's a bunch of noise in the background.
Sounds like somebody's washing dishes.
Sounds like somebody's
Ray
washing the floor.
It sounds like you're riveting from here.
Riveting, welding, some big noise.
Make the riveting discussion.
Or a car, traffic. Anyway, please star six to mute. Okay.
Lydia, can I just clarify one point about
yes.
my point of order? When I said there's a current practice, what I meant was that all last year, to my knowledge, not only on this committee, which I served on, but on every other committee, that if a working group was created, the membership was only open to members of that committee. And then, as Mark said, you can separately invite an expert on, and that was done in several occasions, a non-voting expert. That's not affected by my point of order.
Mm-hmm.
But I am raising a point of order that any consideration of a departure from the past 2 years of Pacifica policy, which is that anyone who's not currently an elected member of a committee would be allowed into a working group. That's
is that policy or practice?
Practice.
Okay.
But it's it seems like a policy because
right.
it's been universal in every committee that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I have a question to that.
Mark?
Specifically excluded from sitting on the working groups? Not being a member?
I'm sorry?
Your voice keeps going
You're
in and
breaking
out.
Breaking up.
Anyone specifically from being a member of a working group?
I have been on both the working groups, two working groups.
No, a non-member of the committee, was anyone ever excluded?
No one was asked.
The working group.
There was no one to present themselves. So there is no past practice.
There is a past practice drawn.
This is Wendy. One of the committees that I've been on of the PNB for this last year has had several... Yes, you could call them experts, but they're people that are interested in the issue that have come on the working groups only.
On the governance, actually, Mary Berg was not a PMB member, was not a director at the time she was on governance. Isn't that correct, Mary?
That's correct. I was an LSB.
And I don't know if that was because we didn't have anybody else from KPFA. I think that was a determining factor. But
no, I was elected to that group from the LSB.
Yeah, okay. But I support Bob's point of order that this needs to be tabled. We need to look into it and to see if there was some kind of a policy and see what the other groups and relay it to the PNB for some clarification on this issue. But it is true that we have had non-directors on working groups. And,
I have a lot of information.
Maureen?
Yeah. I'm wondering if the reference that Wendy Sherrill is making is to the fact that the chair of the Elections Committee has invited several of her colleagues on to participate in discussions of the Elections Group who are not members of the PNB or in some cases the LSB.
Okay.
If you want me to answer, I would say that yes, this is the committee. I would object to the wording that Serena's using. Her colleagues, I don't think so. I think that there are a lot of people that are been working on elections throughout the network, and it has been worthwhile.
Point of order.
Okay.
Point of order. This is good. I heard.
Yes. Okay, yes.
This discussion is out of order. Bob's comment was that this is not on the agenda.
It is out of order, and I am going to rule. I'm going to rule, and then you can overturn my ruling, which is that this should be tabled until the next meeting and until we can look into what has been the practice and if there is a policy by the PMB. I do not know if there is. I can see that there's variance in practice, and this definitely speaks to the policy and procedures of working group.
Point of order.
Yes, it is.
Madam, it's R. Paul with point of order.
Yes.
I think what the chair is sort of, putting two things together here. The chair, I think, is wanting to rule the discussion out of order, as opposed to using the word tabling, which requires a motion.
Okay. Then the discussion is out of order, but Bob had a point of order that was raised, and he wanted this discussion then to be considered at a later meeting, and I am saying I agree with that because we have to look into this matter. And we're just going in a circular motion here. Okay, so right now we have the working groups, and RPAL, could you read those working groups?
Okay.
Members.
Okay, contracts, I have Roberts and Aaron. Bylaws, I have Letterer, Martin, Ryder, Schroll, and Phelps.
Add me to that.
Mark Hernandez was on it, too.
Who's me?
Lydia, sorry.
And Mark Hernandez.
And Hernandez. So, for bylaws, then, I have Letterer, Martin, Reiter, Schroll, Phelps, Brazon, and Hernandez. For code of conduct, I have Rosalinda, Deb, Wendy, AC, and Aaron.
And Bob.
Okay. I'm going back and forth rapidly here from first and last names. For policies and procedures, I have Hernandez, Phelps, Shafto, and Schroel. That it?
Yes, that sounds like it. Okay, so now we need conveners for each. First, I'd like to start out with volunteers to convene contracts. Serene or Grace, which one? Don't all speak at once. This is just to convene. You don't have to be a permanent chair of the committee, just to convene it.
I'll convene the policies.
Who's that?
Mark.
Okay.
Lydia, this is Julie. Sorry for interrupting, but I just got dropped off the call as you are not to uphold your decision. I just wanted to know.
No, there's no problem. We're just looking for conveners for the different working groups, contracts, bylaws, code of conduct. And also, did you join any of the working groups?
Did I? No, I didn't.
Okay. Any... One. Okay, Mark, for policies and procedures. For
yes.
Code of conduct, there's a whole bunch of people on there. Wendy, could you be the convener of the first meeting? Wendy?
I'm sorry, I was muted. I'll do it.
Okay. Wendy will convene code of conduct for the first meeting. Bylaws, who wants to convene for the first meeting? It's a huge list of people in bylaws. Somebody must be willing to convene.
Let George do it.
I'll do it.
Okay, George.
George is not a
convener for bylaws. And contracts, Grace or Serene, there's only two of you on the committee, so that should be a simple
I'll call Grace. Can we get more people on that committee, contracts, or we can...
Yes, I think that once we open up the process...
Okay.
Okay.
So, Serene, you'll call me?
Yes, I will.
Who's going to convene?
Okay, Serene will convene.
Okay.
So we're set on that.
Mary Berg, a question.
Mm-hmm.
Since we could, can we participate even without voting, since we're... I was on these, and can I continue to participate without voting on... the code of conduct and the bylaws.
So moved.
I'd be interested in the policies and procedures as well to participate.
Point of order, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Unless it's dealing with matters of confidentiality or the usual suspects in that case, all committees of Pacifica are open to the public.
That's not what I meant. I meant participate, as I'm doing now. I didn't mean listen on the stream.
Question from the secretary. Who just made the point of order?
Mark.
Okay.
I would point out that...
I personally have no objection. On the other hand, we just
decided to take up the issue of membership to the next meeting, which I think should be very soon, actually.
This is Bob.
And your other motion, Mary, may resolve that anyway. Bob?
I see no reason why the committee can't, you know, hopefully by unanimous consent, just agree that anyone on this call now who wants to be at the meeting with the working group, just as a special permission, not as a policy, because that's going to reason, we'll deal with that later, but on a one-shot, you know, on a kind of temporary basis to give permission for them to attend the meeting if they want.
Well, I mean, I think that should apply to continuing members of working groups. You just wanted to continue on the working group you were on, right, Mary?
Well, yes. I would have liked to be on the policies and procedures,
but if that's
a hassle, I can let that go. But at least the ones I've been on, minimum.
I would recommend that we just limit it to at this meeting, and then we can, you know, add to it at the next meeting.
This is Wendy. I tend to agree with Bob. Why not just tell, anybody on this call, why would we give preference to people who have been on it before? I mean, that...
For continuity of the work, and also because we had just decided to move the whole issue of until we can find out who can participate. But it's up to the body. Let's take this to a vote.
I'm kind of with Bob in that, you know, if you say it's a policy, then that's forever, but if you just grant special permission, then...
Okay, Bob, you want to make a motion?